Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You want to throw off your whole day? Of course you do. I'm going to tell you how. Skip coffee and don't brush your teeth.
Oh, okay.
They did a study. They asked people what little things can throw you off your routine for the whole day. And skipping coffee and forgetting to brush your teeth were two of the worst things. Now, right up there with them was not showering, too. And I've had that happen before. Like, I oversleep. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not going to shower today. I'll just, you know, get caught up later in the day. And invariably, that means there'll be a ton of stuff I have to do right after the show involving people, and I'm going to look like a nasty homeless person because I didn't get in the shower.
You don't look that way for the most part. I feel that way, though. I mean, when I don't take a shower, I take a shower every day, even on the weekends.
I take a shower almost every day, but not necessarily on a weekend.
Oh, okay.
Some Saturdays you're like, you know what? I don't need to do this. I'll get it tomorrow when I go to church.
I will say this. When you are driving to work sometimes and you're like, and you like run your tongue across your teeth and you realize, oh, I did not brush.
The gritty feeling? Oh,
do you have an emergency toothbrush at work?
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
But to be fair, I cannot remember the last time I forgot to brush my teeth. It just doesn't happen.
I don't think I've forgotten, but you know what? It's gross. Every now and then, it's like a Saturday and I'm not going anywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what gum
that
is for.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't brush your teeth, I'm one of those people that are like, how bad does this really smell? And I'm like,
you want to know a trick?
And then I smell my own breath.
They say if you lick your wrist and then smell your wrist, it can tell you what your breath smells like.
See, I heard it. Okay.
Oh, my God, Stacey.
Stacey,
that was extreme.
I was going to wait because I thought it was a prank, and I was like, I ain't falling for it.
No, it's true.
You know what? You should have tricked her and said, lick your ankle, and that would have been even funnier because I didn't think she would go for it.
I totally would have done it.
Pop that leg up here and lick it.
My breath is good right now if this is true.
All right, Stacey, is yours?
You guys don't want me kissing you.
Oh, no.
Okay. Mine's marginal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm salty.
Mine was clean. I don't know why. I brushed my teeth this morning.
Mine smell like the turkey sausage Stacy brought in.
There you go.
If you do that at work, you know what? You could get in trouble with HR or something if you're licking your wrist right in front of somebody.
Just lick your neighbor.
Yeah.
Go over to your coworker and be like,
stinky
hey.
Breath.
There was one other thing I found absolutely ridiculous, but they said one thing that can throw off someone's day is skipping their workout for that day. Which means I've had a lot of bad days.
I know, right?
The morning workout is just not something I do. They say that average morning routine takes about 30 minutes, and it takes us 25 of those minutes before we feel fully awake.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out waking up on the wrong side of the bed is a real thing. Almost 40% of people said they can tell if they're going to have a bad day within the first 10 minutes of waking up.
Because the alarm clock woke you up.
Yes. Well, and there's some days you wake up and you're just in a foul mood. And it's like you know you are, and there seems like nothing you can do to fix it.
Do you ever wonder, like, what is wrong with me? Why am I so moody today? Is that normal? Do other people have days where they just wake up and they're like, I don't care if it's the best day ever for me. I'm going to be crabby.
I have those sometimes. And it's not always
sometimes.
When I wake up. But, like, I've had days where I'm just like, I'm in a foul mood. I just need to stay away from people because I don't have the patience for them.
But it also feels good when you warn people, I'm in a foul mood, and then you just really give into it, and you're just foul, and it feels
it's fair
so
game because
good.
You warned them.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm wallowing in this today.
It's like, you just walk in the office like, I'm in a bad mood. So you know what? If you engage with me and I'm snap at you, it's your own fault.
That's right.
Okay.
Get out of my cubicle.
All right. I've got a few things that can help you turn a bad day into a good day.
All right.
They say that a good breakfast can help.
Mm-hmm.
Getting fresh air.
Yes.
Drinking water.
That's good, yeah.
And taking time to stretch are some of the more traditional ones.
The water thing is so irritating because my mom preached to me growing up, drink your water. And I was like, I hate water.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I have a day where I do feel foggy or I do feel off and I drink water, I'm like, why? Yeah. Why can't cake make me feel better?
I know.
Why does it have to be water?
Okay, I have some things you might like better then. Here's some other things you can do to guarantee you have an awesome day.
Okay.
Call in sick to work.
Okay, yeah.
That can improve things quite a bit. Think about all the things you have to look forward to today, like coming home and going back to sleep.
I love it. You know what? You wake up early and like that's the first thing. Like, I can at least take a nap later on today.
Okay. Mouthwash already has alcohol, so go all in and rinse with Fireball.
Yeah,
no kidding. And they said also you could go for a jog. Okay, that's far enough, though.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you don't have to go very far at all. Mm-hmm. And then they say that you can also think about all of the positive things in your life that can help you as
very
well.
Very good, yes. And I will say, getting a breath of fresh air is always good. To go out, you know, make sure you put some clothes on before you do that. You know, you don't want to walk out in your underwear and do that. And just
depends on where you live.
Go viral. Go viral. Someone's going to be videotaping it. One of those things you can do is fake it till you make it. Like, you don't feel like smiling, mm-hmm. but if you smile,
yeah, they
you
say
relax
that.
Your muscles, uh-huh. and then it changes your mood.
Yeah, they say smiling can actually cause you to start to feel like you're in a good mood. I try uh-huh. to avoid that.
I can see that.
Thank you.
Come on, Tom. Try to just break that smile. Break your skin. His skin would crack around the lip line.
There's one last thing. They said something restorative to you, like looking up old high school classmates on Facebook and see who's fat and bald now.
No, that's wrong.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we are in the hot part of the year. We're in the 90s, y'all. It's crazy. It's, you know what? It is my favorite time. This time of year is my favorite time to sweat, just for me personally.
It's easier.
Yeah, I know.
I like to sweat in December. Shake it up a little bit.
Well, you girls don't sweat. Y'all glisten.
We do. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
A little bit different. But, and yes, it is hot enough for me, so please stop asking. You know, is it hot enough for you? Well, yeah, sure it is. Well, when it comes to the hot temperatures out there, they ask people about, you know, the perfect time of year for them. And, of course, we know global warming is part of this problem that we're having right now.
Really?
But how many hot days can we take before we finally crank on the air conditioner?
None.
Okay.
Let's ask Tom.
I know. I got mine flaked out right now. I'm doing my best I can to survive.
Average amount of hot days we can take before we turn on the AC is 5 days.
That's crazy. Why would you wait?
I know.
That's why you have the AC.
Some people do wait, though, because they don't want to spend the money. 55% of people say they feel, quote, defeated when they finally turn on their AC.
Are you kidding, man? Mm-hmm. It's an event that's like we cheer on. It's like putting up Christmas decorations.
I feel that way turning on the heat in the winter. I don't like turning on the heat. But in the summer, I mean, the minute before then, even in spring, I'm like, you know what? I can feel it's going to be hot in a few weeks. I'm going to go ahead and turn on the AC
I'm
now.
I'm with you.
And what is the ideal temperature in the summer?
The ideal temperature?
Ideal temperature, yeah, for people. Because they actually surveyed people. Top answer.
I believe
might,
I know this.
Might surprise you.
I think it's 72.
No. I'm not talking in the house. We're talking outside.
Oh, outside.
People go outside. You may not know this.
Why?
But for the top answer was somewhere in the 80s. 42% of the people said that that's the ideal temperature somewhere in the 80s. Well, are we at 88 or are we at 81?
Wait, are we talking with or without humidity? Because that makes a huge difference.
Okay. You know what? I always heard that because I lived in Arizona and someone said, hey, it's a dry heat. And I'm like, you know what? You stick your head in a dishwasher or you stick your head in the oven, both of them are hot. It don't matter.
That's true.
Yeah.
But 81 with no humidity is quite pleasant.
Right.
81 with 90% humidity, I will not be outside.
Also depends if you're in the shade or not. Like 81 in the shade is comfortable. 81 in the boiling sun, it gets hot.
But if you're going outside, you're going to get sun, unless it's a cloudy day. 70s.
Well, under the trees.
70s are the next answer on there. 31% said that is the favorite.
That's what I would think. Yeah. I would like, honestly, if I had to choose a range, it would be 68 to 75.
We'll see in Costa Rica. You can get the best of both worlds. I think it's like 72 year-round.
Well, I think also San Diego has a temperature along those lines, but you got to live in California.
Ew. And that's the downside.
Exactly.
But my sister was in Northern California, and it was like 75, no humidity, sunny, 10 months out of the year. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Let me blow you away. 14% of the people said the 90s. That is their perfect temperature outside.
Daggum lizards. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. Tell you.
That's crazy.
I tell you what, when it's so hot that you need a spatula to take your underwear off, you know it's hot.
You got that.
Aunt Jemima treatment.
I had an idea for when Cato gets back, Torture Tuesday, put him in a leather suit and make him go running outside in a really hot morning.
Oh, we know
he'll get sued when he dies of a heat stroke.
Well, he should be back in a few minutes. He went to get Tom some food here.
Yeah, we know who the least favorite's going to be now.
And the experts say that hot weather can actually cause memory loss. Like, for example, it causes you to forget how much it's going to cost when you run that air conditioner. So cool. All month long.
That's the best money you'll ever spend.
I agree.
I don't even think about it. I know the bill's going to be bad. I don't care. It's just part of living.
Did y'all see who, was it Duke? But one of them was saying, oh, you got to look out for the power grid, so don't turn your AC below like 78.
Oh, wow.
Why even have an AC if you're going to turn it to 78?
What I do hate is when they grade you and they'll send halfway through the month, like Duke Energy will send you how you're doing, you know, with your energy bill. And I'm like, I'm failing all the time. It's like getting a report card all the time going, please don't remind me.
You might be failing in that aspect, but you're winning in life as you're sitting in your home with AC.
And what company sends you their billing? Goes, hey, you're spending too much money with us.
Well, they are.
That doesn't make any sense. That's like, it'd be like if, I don't know, the cable company said, listen, you're spending too much. We need you to spend less money. And you're like, don't you want to make money?
I think the way I want to cool off is like my dog does sometimes. It's the act of splooting. Have you heard that?
I mean, my dog splutes all the time. It's where they sit with their legs back sticking straight out.
The act of lying flat on your stomach with your legs stretched out, and a lot of dogs, squirrels even do it to cool off during the heat waves. You know, because my floor is so, it's like a hardwood floor, is so cool because it's on concrete, and my dog's sitting there doing that. So I'm going to go home today, take off all my clothes, and sploot.
And make sure you got that spatula handy.
Boy, I tell you. Yeah.
Two eggs over easy.
Ooh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You ask people the top jobs where you might get criticized for being boring. Being boring.
Wow, and, Hawk.
Yeah, well, there we go. Thank you, Tom.
There's one of them I can think of.
Proof right there. Tom, criticizing me?
I did not criticize you.
Okay.
I just was saying that this job where you could get criticized for being boring.
Disc jockeys?
I mean, our job is to be entertaining.
Radio personalities, yes. You would be. We've been criticized quite a bit here.
No.
So many things.
Who's criticized us? Me. You stop that.
Yeah, just leave the room. Cato's got it going over. And some of them made sense, like an accountant. They're supposed to be boring, right?
I'm not sure. What is this again? Top jobs where you'd be
criticized for being boring.
So it's not that you're being criticized for being boring, you're criticized because they think you're boring at this job?
No, for being boring. Okay, here's one for you. Tour guide. You go on some of those trips, you want to go tour some kind of downtown area or something. You pay that good money, and the person's so boring.
Okay, that one makes sense to me, but accountant doesn't.
I know. That's why I was saying. I said it didn't make sense to me either. So a talk show host was also mentioned.
Sure, you shouldn't be boring if you're a talk show host. Or if you are, you better bring on good guests.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the people that are in the Mickey Mouse and Goofy costumes at Disney World?
Well, they can't talk.
But you got to be animated.
Okay.
You can't be boring. You can't just stand there.
Well, their costume does most of it for them.
Okay. We were just doing this a while ago while the songs were playing. A comedian is criticized for being boring.
And that one was awful then.
No way. Jimmy Carr is funny.
He was not funny in that what you just played.
That was hysterical.
He's very colorful with his words. I will say that.
He's vulgar.
But you go to comedian shows and you're like, man, I paid all this money and it's just not funny and boring.
You know,
you don't expect that.
It disappoints you because Matt Rife, comedian, I saw so many of his reels and they were hilarious. And his Netflix special came out. I couldn't make it through 30 minutes because it was boring.
Wow.
It was not funny.
I don't know if I've seen a lot of Matt Rife.
It's kind of like a podcast, though. The idea of it, sure, but after a minute or two, I'm like, eh, all right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, the 1 to 2 minute clips. Yeah.
Okay, they mentioned a teacher is criticized sometimes for being the boring teacher.
Well, sure, because if you're not an interesting teacher, then the subject is hard to learn and it's not fun. But if I had history teachers who sometimes made it interesting, and that made all the difference.
Yeah, you ever had like a clear eyes type teacher?
They're
like the clear eyes guy, you know, he's like, clear eyes are for dry eyes and all that. And you get that as a teacher trying to teach math, and you're like, oh my gosh, I already hate math, and this is not good.
That's Ben Stein.
Yeah, Ben Stein.
Sometimes I couldn't understand.
He's the Upstate, by the way.
Oh, he's super nice. Love him.
Yeah.
He did what?
He visits the Upstate. I think he has family here in the Upstate. Ben Stein.
That was Tori that insulted you.
Yes. I did not. He's very good at his job. His job is to have that voice. He does a good job.
See, I know him from Mueller.
Mueller's Day Off.
Bueller.
That's the knockoff.
Bueller.
And Tom, you said you had some teachers. You were even talking about this earlier that could really taught you something.
Yeah. Like,
was that physics or?
I had a bunch of different teachers that were good over the years.
So also they mentioned that these are jobs that you might get criticized for being boring, pastors or ministers.
Yeah. If they're not interesting, you know, who wants to sit through that?
But honestly, like, are you leaving the church rating the pastor?
Yes.
Like
yes.
What if you had to 5-star the pastor, like, you know, on your phone after the service every week, he'd get the stars or she'd get stars.
And I have to have that pastor that every once in a while will throw out a yell, woo, just to make sure I'm still awake. Because
it's like a little alarm clock during the sermon.
That's because Cato went out Saturday night.
Keep me up. Just to keep me up. He's tired. You got to be interesting.
Well, there are some very animated pastors out there.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be animated. You just got to be interesting, because if you're not, it's going to be boring and you're not going to learn anything.
Right.
I mean, okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with expecting your minister or your pastor to have some kind of an interesting delivery.
The woo pastors scare me half to death sometimes, because I'll be looking out the window like, it is so pretty outside. Look at that bird flying. It'll be like, yes, amen. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Amen.
That's why he did it, was he saw you looking out the window.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Or when someone says amen right beside you, right during the, you know, amen. Whoa.
Yes, amen also, yes.
Yeah. And there are different variations of those kind of services too, because some that you go to some that's very quiet, you know.
Yeah.
Very solemn, very quiet.
Yeah, those are the ones with like 13 people in the crowd and they're 80 years old. Yeah, you ever been to one of those churches?
Oh, man, I went back home and I was going to church near my mom's house. I'd never go there. Went to this small church. And, of course, they've never seen me before. I was by myself. I sit in the pew and, like Tom said, the 13 people that are there. The pastor's staring at you the whole time. Like he's delivering the message straight to you.
Because he's tired of them other people.
Well, or he's thinking, okay, this guy really needs this.
This guy's got money. Pass that off for him. Play around real quick.
No. He's just looking at the others like they all heard this 20 times.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's going to be cloudy and scattered showers today. They're saying a high of 88. Tomorrow's high, just to let you know, high 93.
Wow.
Now, this weekend, if you want to cool off, you might want to – I got this little idea for you. You might want to cool off like my mom is doing. She's a grandma, and she is going to be cooling off with Hallmark's Christmas in July, y'all. Starts up Saturday, all the Christmas movies. She's already talking about it. They're going to have the TV premiere of the Unwrapping Christmas film series. So it's a way to cool off during July with the Hallmark Channel.
I love it. I'm going to drop the AC to 52, get in a snuggly blanket, get some hot cocoa, and pretend like it's not boiling hot outside.
No, it blows me away. And I'm always like, did they get married, Mom? Did they get married? Not yet. Not yet.
You know, somebody fell in love, and then there was a problem, but then they got back together. It always ends well.
Don't forget she has to leave the big city to go to the small town
first.
That's
right, that's right.
Yeah. She was on Santa's naughty
list. Wait, she got to leave the small town to go to the big city first.
No, she was in the big city with the right guy, but at the wrong time, she goes to the little town, falls in love with the guy who on paper is no good for her, but in reality is her love.
So I don't watch these things. So
you should be your writer for Hallmark.
Let us be the first to say Merry Christmas this year, okay?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
COVID changed the world, and some of it has still not gotten all the way back to normal yet. There are some companies that are starting to make people come back into the office, but there's a lot more remote work now than there ever would have been if it hadn't have been for COVID. And there are a lot of places that are taking advantage of the remote work because you can live almost anywhere and do a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
So if you're bored of living where you live, there are cities that will pay you to move there and work remotely from that city. Like, for example, let's say you're living in a big city where everything's expensive. If you're willing to move to somewhere like West Virginia, they are giving $12,000 and an outdoor recreation and a working space for several of their communities if you move there and sign a deal that you'll be there for a certain length of time.
See, the thing is, though, a lot of times with this stuff, it's places you don't necessarily want to go.
Well, these are nice little towns. They're not big cities, though. But if you're working from home, you could live in this nice community. Probably your money goes a lot farther, and they're going to give you $10,000, $12,000 for, you know, whatever expenses you have.
Let's keep it local. Possum Kingdom, here I come.
I don't think Possum Kingdom is offering anything.
Pumpkin Town.
I don't think Pumpkin Town is offering anything, but these cities are. Tulsa, Oklahoma will give you $10,000 if you purchase a qualifying home and a 3-year membership to one of those co-working spaces. Those are big on this. You know, the co-working spaces, we have some here in Greenville. It's where you go in. It's like an office, and you just pick a desk and sit down, and you can. It's got internet access, and you can do your business stuff from there. So it gives you a place to go besides home to do your office work.
I just experienced this. It is an office, and it's like a what an old phone booth would look like.
Oh, my. That sounds worse than most of
them. I was in Nashville, and it was probably, I would say, 6x6. And you go in, and it's like a refrigerator door, and you open it up. And this was in like a mall area. And they're lined up, and you pay to use this, and you shut it, and it feels it's like soundproof. You can't hear anything. Blew me away.
There's a place here downtown, I think, that has that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're quite as sterile as that.
I don't know. I just want to go in and come out dressed like Superman.
Yeah.
That's all it makes me think of.
This one had the glass door, but we were doing the test like, scream, scream. So, of course, you go, ah! It was fun.
Topeka, Kansas offers $10,000 for rent your first year of your move and up to $15,000 towards buying a new home. So you'd have a $15,000 down payment towards your home just by moving there and working from home or working from one of these spaces.
Okay, you just answered my question because I didn't know if they were paying you to move to the city to work from home.
Yeah.
Or they're paying you to move to the city to come into the office, maybe like a hybrid schedule.
I think the main thing is that they want to know that you're going to stay there and work there. So they want you to work in this co-working thing.
I'm surprised Christy Nome isn't on here and be like, come to North Dakota, everybody.
It wouldn't surprise me. Now, Alaska's on the list. Alaska's offering $2,000, which I would need more than $2,000 to move to Alaska, but also 3 months of free internet.
But it's also these boring towns. It's like they are bribing you to live there. That's
Baltimore,
why.
Maryland.
Yeah.
That's not a boring town.
But it's not fun. I've been there before.
Oh, it's got tons to do. Baltimore is an incredible town.
What do you got there? You got the Baltimore Orioles. That's about it.
The aquarium?
The Ravens, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a ton to do in Baltimore. And they're offering $5,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance.
Okay, well, that's all right. They need to offer more money because you could be walking down one street and think, this is beautiful. And then you cross over and you're like,
Well, that's true of Greenville, too.
I'm actually glad they don't do this in my city of Simpsonville because I don't want more people to move in Simpsonville. It's growing too much. I want them to slow it down.
Yeah, y'all are expensive. We tried to buy in Simpsonville, and we were like, well, we're going to scooch back over this way.
Well, I bought many years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Simpsonville's so pretty with those rolling hills. We would drive by and we're like, that right there with that rolling hill and all the green and, oh, it's so beautiful. And we looked at the price and we were like, town home it is.
We got a clock tower and an ice cream station there, y'all. The same.
Ice cream place.
Yeah, we did.
A song too, Tori.
Surge.
You were out, but someone released a song about Simpsonville while you were on maternity leave.
What?
Yeah. I'll have to play it for you here in a second. I got to dig it up.
Yeah, I want to hear
It's pretty
that.
Funny. It's pretty good, actually.
29681 representing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's the zip code we wanted.
Yeah.
I'm the 80.
Newton, Iowa, rather, is offering $10,000 of cash if you purchase a home worth more than $240,000.
Is that where the Fig Newtons are from?
Exactly.
Does it come with the down payment?
That's you got to use some of your $10,000.
Dang it.
That's the healthiest cookie out there.
Okay, well,
and it's still kind of good.
Simpsonville not offering any cash incentives that I'm aware of right now, but Hawk doesn't want them to anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, we got a lot of people incoming.
You're one of those people. Don't come here. We're full. I'm like, you better scoot over.
That's for the upstate. I'm like, stop telling people how great it is to live here because we've gotten bombarded here lately.
Well, we got to tell them to go to Fountain Inn. Go a little bit further out. You know, Lawrence County's really nice. Gray Court area.
Okay.
Woodruff, go on out there.
Have you considered Columbia?
They have a zoo.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We were just talking with Tori, who has been out on maternity leave, and she did not know about the Simpsonville song that we played the other day.
Representing y'all.
We're going to go ahead and let her hear just a little bit of that so she can catch up to date with the rest of us here.
Break it down.
Simpsonville, you're so beautiful, suitable, perfect for me. Simply Simpsonville, you're a treasure, a pleasure, most definitely. I might be far away, but my
For me and Stacy, anyway.
Yes.
This feels like the part of the movie when they're finally safe and rescued and they get behind the wall that protects them, and that's what's playing over the speaker.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. It's a vibe. I like it.
I'm just waiting for the song about Pickens and Easley and Walhalla.
Thank you for playing that again. My heart is just soaring with pride. Yeah. I love it.
It's like the Lee Greenwood song for Simpsonville.
It is very patriotic feeling.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Stacey, I'm glad you're in here because I think that this is going to upset you.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
Nice.
Well, it's always fun. It's good for conversation when you upset somebody.
That's weird.
So, like big businesses, they always say meetings are a waste of time. Like, but they'll still have them, but they're a waste of time. This is something else that the businesses think is a waste of time and also a waste of money, and they're going away. Not as many companies are doing it now. It's birthday parties. You know how they always have the birthdays, and it's the month that they say, oh, this is Rex, Tim, Janice, Carol's birthday. Let's all come down to the break room and sing happy birthday. And they give them a cake and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So why would I be mad?
Because they're not doing them as much anymore. Because I feel like you are a party person. You like to orchestrate stuff. You bring food in all the time.
Well, let me tell you something. If I was Janice, I'd be pretty ticked because that is my day, and I don't want to share it with Jared and Kelly and Paul, who's also celebrating in that month.
Okay.
So that would tick me off.
But, I mean, if you did it for everybody on their day, even the big businesses, you'd be doing a birthday party almost every day.
And that's so funny because, for me, I would rather be like, oh, thank goodness, Jerry, Paul, and everybody else is going to be up here, too. It won't just be me. Like, the idea of standing up in front of people and having them be like, happy birthday, girl. I'll be like, kill me now.
Yeah, well, and
this is awful.
Even when they do it at the restaurant sometimes, someone's like, hey, it's their birthday. And you're like, oh, it's embarrassing.
And they bring that hat out and you're like, absolutely not. I don't know who wore this before me.
Me, I did. But it reminds me of that Seinfeld episode and at Elaine's office where like every day they were having cake because somebody was had a birthday like every day.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. She was so ticked off. She's like, more cake today.
But a lot of employees too get upset because like, we got to get work done here. I'm like, I want to go home and I want to get my work done. And now we got to stay 15 minutes later because we got this birthday party that we got to go to midday and sing happy birthday to Gladys in accounting.
Wow, you're doing something wrong if your day doesn't have 15 minutes for cake in it.
No, that's a good point. And you're getting out of work, really, for 15 minutes. Now, you might have to work later.
Really? I mean, who has their day so packed with work that they don't have 15 minutes of buffer in it?
I always can buffer for cake.
I'm with you. That doesn't make sense. I feel bad for the person whose day is so full, they don't have time for cake.
Well, with the exception of the person that's supposed to go out and work on your AC unit, they don't have time for a cake because they got to fix your AC unit.
No, I'm understanding.
Okay,
yeah, they got to have cake.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, you know, they can put the cake right there on the AC unit if they want to.
It'll melt.
So I just figured, you know, you're a party planner. You like to organize and stuff like that, but a lot of the companies saving money now, saving the company time because no more birthday parties, and they're probably going to make us do those Zoom meetings, which do waste our time, but we can't eat cake. I've seen Tom do it on a Zoom call.
Just imagine you have to bring your own birthday cake to the Zoom call.
Yeah.
Did everyone go to the store and get your cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's what I imagine the company's doing is having your birthday party on Zoom. Everyone, like you said, just has to bring a cake for each one of them and then sit around and do your birthday. Now, that would be annoying. I don't really buy into your premise that companies think meetings are a waste of time. I think companies think that meetings are awesome. It's the people in the meetings that are like, oh, boy, these are a waste.
I agree.
You know, I read a study that said the people who call meetings all the time at work are the people who are ignored at home.
Oh, wow.
Which almost makes me feel bad for them, but not bad enough to stay for the meeting.
Wow.
I'm still going home.
Yeah. That's interesting because it's the boss normally.
The problem is there's times you need a meeting. You need to tell everyone the same message. It makes sense. But then there's also so many times it could have been an email and didn't need a meeting.
I'll be honest. I volunteer. I like the meetings that everybody's in because the meetings, it's just you alone. You're like, oh, no, what did I do? It's like you're going to the principal's office or am I going to get fired?
Like, hey,
after the show, can you come down and see me? Me and Tom? No, just you. Am I okay?
That's like that breakup text where they're like, we need to talk. And he's like, I'm changing my number.
Yeah.
You ain't getting rid of me.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
got into an interesting conversation with a friend of mine the other day. We were talking about his dad, and he called his dad by his dad's first name.
Oh.
And I was like, do you call your dad Bob? And he's like, yeah, why don't you call your dad Tom? And I was like, no, I call him Dad.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah.
So we got to talking about it, and I guess that's the thing. Some people, when they become adults, they start calling their parents by their first name instead of calling them Mom and Dad.
Her first name is Mom.
I know, right?
What are you even talking about?
I told him, I said, you know, I said, anyone can call my dad Tom, but only my brother and I can call him Dad, so it's a special thing.
When do you graduate from Daddy to Dad?
I mean, not some in the South, a lot of women never do.
Never graduate. They still call him Daddy or Mommy.
I think what is so interesting is like if you were in a store and your kids are in the store and you get separated.
Yeah.
And they yell out, Dad.
Yeah.
Only you will hear that voice
and know,
and
it.
Know
yeah.
that's your kid. Because yeah. And no
Actually,
other father.
That's
will.
Not true. Now you,
this is my story, and this is how it goes.
You will hear your child. You're right about that. You'll recognize your own. But unfortunately, you'll hear other kids and wonder if it's for you, too. And I'm really bad because, you know, growing up, I was not just Tom. I was Tommy. And so when little kids call Mommy, I would look around because I would think, oh, is that me they're calling for?
I often wondered how many times my mom would just be like, when we would do that, because we get separated in like Walmart,
like,
and my sister and I are obnoxious, so we would be like, Ma! From across the store, and I just know my mom would be like, you know, if I leave them, someone else will take them home.
And you know, you say something that I think is funny. You call your mom Ma, don't
you? Yeah. Yeah.
See, now I've never known anyone that called their mom Ma, except in movies.
My sister started it, and it was so obnoxious that it was hilarious. And then we all started doing it.
Just
so,
Ma.
Like, even my friends will come over and they'll be like, Ma, where's the, where's oh, wow. this, or where's yeah. that?
I know that grandmas, they get upset being called grandmas.
Well, some do. Old grandmas don't.
Grandmother, you can't do that. I need to be, you know, Mimi or Nana or Wee Wah or whatever, you know.
Because
it sounds
cool.
old. It
yes.
sounds old.
Yes.
See,
yeah.
I think the cool ones sound uncool, like Meemaw and all that stuff. That's not cool.
Well, it's kind of like when you make your own nickname and then you're telling people what your nickname is.
Right.
It doesn't come naturally. Maybe that is that why?
I guess if you make your own, that could be cool.
Yeah, but if you leave it up to other people, it could go south real quick. Because my cousin couldn't say Tori when she was a kid, so it was Toe. So I was Toe forever.
I can see that. Toe. Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah.
Toe.
I'm like, it's awful. That's an awful nickname.
Big Toe.
Yeah. You just think of toes immediately.
Yeah. Not good. Mm-hmm. Polish up.
Clip them things.
So will you call your dad, Dad?
Yeah, I call him Dad and Mama. I call her Mama.
Okay.
Now, the only time that we would call my dad by his name is when we were like kind of being jokey. We were like, hey, Bobby B, what's up?
I'll do that too like sometimes.
Yeah. I don't do that. My dad and I don't have that kind of a thing.
And do you do it with your mom though? I'll do it with my mom because her name's Sandra. And everybody always butchered it and called her Sandra. And she didn't like it, Sandra because it was Sandra.
Uh-huh.
And
how'd she spell it?
With an O. Instead of an A,
nice.
I like that.
Yeah, it's Sandra. And so I'll call her Sandra just to get under her skin.
Sandra D.
Well, you talked about letting someone else do the naming. Like my kids named their grandparents, at least on my wife's side. So the grandpa is Poppy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
cute. You guys call Poppy, and then there's Grandma. So they had Poppy and Grandma.
Okay.
My mom was supposed to be Nana for my sister's kids, but the oldest one couldn't say Nana and kept calling her Nina. So now that's my mom's grandma name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you say that.
Nina.
Nina.
So, and my kids call my dad Popsy, and he got remarried, and it's Grandma Berry. Because they couldn't say Betty. Her name's Betty. And it was Grandma Berry. So it still sticks.
That's wild.
Yeah. I love that kind of stuff. And then it makes it special.
Yeah.
It makes no sense for anyone else.
Right.
Because when my nieces are like, Nina, people think they're just being rude not calling her by Grandma. But, you know, for us it's special.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. I like when that stuff happens.
But it's annoying for everyone else.
But you know what? That's not my problem.
That's true. That's true.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.